You're listening to CJSF at 90.1 FM in Burnaby. CJSF is diverse, independent, and yours. Underrepresented music, local voices, and real people. You keep CJSF independent.
This is Birdnote. In the center of Oakland, California, is Lake Merritt. People row in it, picnic, and jog around it, and it's a place of respite within the city. And the lake, like Oakland, has always been a refuge of sorts, says journalist Pendarvis Harshaw.
Oakland's diversity is historically a product of people escaping conflict and seeking a safe haven. There's a parallel between the people who flock to Oakland and the birds that have made it their home. All colors, shapes, and sizes.
Water birds, like ducks, geese, egrets, pelicans, cormorants, and coots, to name a few. Many people don't know that this urban lake was also the first wildlife refuge in North America since 1870.
Lake Merritt was kind of an early instance of this idea that nature, if we want it to, can be where we are, and we can find it in the cities that we live in.
That's Alex Harris. He wrote and beautifully illustrated the field guide, Birds of Lake Merritt. The book describes the birds found around the waters of Lake Merritt, its history since the Ohlone peoples have populated it, all the way till today. People in Oakland have a special bond to the lake's birds. And one of Lake Merritt's most beloved birds is the black-crowned night heron, the official bird of Oakland since 2019. That's thanks to curious Oakland third graders who wrote a petition to the city.
One of the kids described the bird as being funky and cool, just like Oakland, which I think brilliantly encapsulated everyone's feelings, both about the birds and about living in Oakland as well.
The show is also available in Espanol. Visit our website, birdnote.org, to learn more. I'm Camilo Garzón from